Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Doopy dooby doo. Woo woo woo. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. How about some Ed Sheeran tickets? We're Ed Sheeran Central. And just wait till you hear what we got for you next week. What? Right now, text the word WOW. W-O-W. It's an easy one. To our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran July 25th at Levi's Stadium. Text the word WOW to 20357. You'll be getting... possibly winning tickets for next summer's biggest show. It's going to be big. Courtesy of Messina Touring Group. This hour's code word, WOW.
Can
this
you part, spell that again?
It's W-O-W.
Okay.
You can just go write it down.
Thank you.
Yeah. Creative Energy bringing us this portion of the program. Fall into comfort with Creative Energy's red and gold sale. Save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, and all the fun things they have for your backyard there. Visit creativeenergy.com.
Red and gold. Huh.
I think it might be a 49ers play. Or maybe it's like fall foliage. It's fall.
You know what? It's a Niner thing.
It's gotta
be. I was going to say, red and gold. I love that comp. Okay, right. Niners, duh.
Yep. Well,
like your hat.
I'm wearing a Niners hat as we speak.
It's a great hat. It's a really good one. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Hello.
I like it. It says the word 49ers, then it has the SF logo, you know, the oval, sideways oval, kind of like scattered over it. It's really neat.
That's a good one, Ben.
Thanks.
Anyway, creativeenergy.com. Visit before these fall savings end. You don't want to miss out. Jimmy Kimmel broke his own record for most YouTube views for a monologue. I guess he already held the record and he's broken it. Tuesday night's monologue. By the way, this is, you know, in the attempt to censor Jimmy Kimmel, it worked out great for Jimmy Kimmel. So, congratulations. Tuesday's monologue, his first back from suspension by ABC. As of last night, it had passed 19 million views. I don't know what it's at right now. But that breaks his record for monologue videos. The previous number one of all the monologues. Of all the late night shows, was the monologue that he delivered 8 years ago about his son's birth and heart disease. And I definitely watched that one. I feel like that was everywhere. That one has about 14 million views. He typically draws, this is Jimmy Kimmel, he typically draws about 1.6 million viewers on ABC. But the network was expecting a lot more than that from Tuesday's show, even without Sinclair and Nexstar stations. Which account for about 20% of ABC affiliates, and the numbers are in. This is the thing where they do the live broadcast plus day of, as in someone recorded it or pulled it off.
Okay.
The Disney app. He looks like about 6.3 million viewers. It's its most watched regular episode ever. A couple of times. He's done Sunday episodes that were directly after the Super Bowl. Oh, one was the Super Bowl 2006, and then 2014, the Oscars. And those were big.
I'm sure.
So they say it's the most watched regularly scheduled episode. And Tuesday's broadcast represents a 343% increase from the previous season's average of about 1.4 million viewers. So live plus same day data from Nielsen. And they say that that is with, it didn't even air. It wasn't available in 23% of U.S. households.
As great as that is to see a spike in ratings and all that, I'm sure he would rather have not been suspended and gone through the stress. Because in reality, he probably was sitting there going, I just lost my job. You know, even if it's in the back of his, you know, there are things you don't want to say in front of your family or in front of your kids. So he's probably, you know, what do they say? Stiff upper lip or whatever. But somewhere in his mind, he was like, oh, my God, I just got fired.
Right.
Ah,
right.
And even if he's good at his job and knows there's other places and venues and possibilities, I read that letter. I read this thing just before he got his job back and he was fighting to keep his gig. That was what was out there, was he was in talks with Disney saying, no, I don't want to leave. I love this job. There are a lot of people that work here. I've put this team together. I represent 100 other employees.
Yep.
I want them to have their jobs as well as, you know, I like what I do.
They do say his contract is up sometime next year. And at that point, he might want to make a change. But a lot of this is just, you know, we weren't in those closed door meetings.
No.
But that is the speculation that he was like, I don't want to go someplace else. I want, because that would take however long to develop and all these people meanwhile have to feed their families. Let's just go back on the air.
I've mentioned this before and I'm sure there's something also in the back of his mind to this as well. When we got our jobs in San Francisco, I think it was Infinity or whatever it was, but when we started working for CBS and you see the CBS logo on your check.
Yeah.
That you don't even see the checks anymore now, so you don't see that. But because they just, it's pay numbers on your screen. That's all money is anymore. There's something to that, though. The CBS, I work for that logo. That logo that I've seen on my TV my whole life.
CBS is large and in charge.
Is on my paycheck. Yeah. This is awesome. It's cool. It's really a neat little moment to yourself. I'm sure he felt the same way about working for ABC and Disney and
right.
He seems to have been a pretty good company guy. I mean, if they'd have come to me and said, we want you to host the Oscars, I would have said, nah. Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, that one seems tough.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, let's not. Who else you got?
Only you.
Ah.
Your first rehearsal is Monday.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see Vinny host the Oscars.
But you know what I mean? I could totally see that he felt
they turned the cameras on, he'd go freaking
he
bananas.
Loves that he's probably with Disney and he's got kids and I'm sure it's all pretty sad to think that that's just going to go.
That's how it would end. And in that manner, like, right. Oh, they just silenced me. This is, you know, I'm a comedian. And that was one of the things that he just, you know, kept reiterating is like, I'm a comedian. This is like political satire it's ever since they started printing newspapers, there've been political cartoons and the send up. That's like part of what's great about this country.
Right.
We can say the things that we want to say. And it would have been horrifying if he'd actually been fired. So in Fox News anchors and other critics of Kimmel claim that the show gets no ratings. And he turned around and we played you a little bit of the monologue yesterday, but I thought this quote was good. He says, well, I do tonight. You almost have to feel sorry for Trump. He's tried his best to cancel me. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly. He might have to release the Epstein files to distract us from this now. And if you haven't watched it, and looks like I think it was 19 million people as of last night had, it's worth a watch. He's serious. He's emotional. He does manage to crack some jokes. He makes some incredible points. And it was great TV.
One of his friends posted, and this was a guy he worked with in radio. That's why I know who it was. And
yeah.
But he, and I like the way he put it. He said, this was a big moment and Jimmy rose to the occasion.
Yes.
And that's one of those things where in a moment where now it's taken on all of this freedom of speech and political. You know, arguments and all this stuff. And he, you know, that I thought that was a really big compliment from someone who knew him and has known him many years.
Yeah.
Watching Jimmy rise to the occasion was, I'm very proud of him. I'm proud to call him my friend. And I thought, that's bitching.
Yeah.
That's bitching. Because my friends will similarly, you know, be there and see me do something or whatever. And your friends are the guys who've known you your whole life. It's nice to have someone who's got your back.
Yeah.
And who's quietly proud of you.
Well, and to know you're going to have that many eyeballs on you. And I mean, that was probably a ton of pressure. And and he's always been really good, I think, at being honest and being really in touch with. He's just, that's the thing about Jimmy Kimmel. Like, yeah, he's putting on a show. But he also, there's like a genuineness to him that I've always thought was why he's so great in interviews and why his humor is so funny, because he's just allowing what's on his mind to flow out. He did a great job. I mean, I'm sure they probably agonized over every word that he was going to say.
And for the record, I didn't even see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you've heard some clips from it.
I know what you've reported, and I know that, you know, I'm glad he's back. I'm not saying I don't like him. I go to bed early, and I don't have time for recorded shows. Mm.
Someday, when your kids are older, it's a fun way to get your news. You find out what's happening in the world, and you don't have to watch the news. Streaming shows is one thing, but syndication—he's a syndicated show, which means that it's a show that's produced. And then it gets sold to places like Nexstar or Sinclair, or, you know, these broadcast corporations that I've only just heard of in the last couple of weeks. I don't really pay attention
in
to
general
who owns what in TV.
You're usually an ABC affiliate and you're getting whatever ABC pushes out.
Right.
And this is where Sinclair said, we're stepping aside from that program specifically.
We're preempting that.
Right. We're going to specifically not have that.
Right. Because I'm sure they have the ABC dramas and whatever else that, you know, they buy the programming.
Package, right. The whole thing.
So the shows that are syndicated, they did a list, which the number one most viewed, this is by viewership. These aren't like the people who get the most money or have the most affiliates. These are the shows that air in syndication. They're produced somewhere and sold. And that I don't even think all of these are necessarily on, well, except for this, there's an ESPN NFL preseason. That's number six on this list of top syndicated shows.
Can we guess?
Yeah, you can guess. Well, that's the one I'll give you. Yeah, tell me what you think it is.
I think Family Feud.
Family Feud is number three. Mm. It has 6,397,000 daily viewers is what it looks like.
Friends.
Friends is on one of these lists, but it isn't on this one that, hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it. Friends is not in the top 10 on either of these lists. You hit it with Family Feud. Think on that line.
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy is number one. Jeopardy is the top syndicated show.
I'm sorry, Vinny, you have to say that in the form of a question.
What is Jeopardy?
Oh, right. And that is the answer to what is the number one syndicated, most watched syndicated show with about 6.791 million viewers. So there's also, there's other games on here. They also do look at like syndicated daytime talk shows and things like that. But Jeopardy is top on all the lists. Like, that's the one that people are tuning into. And so Wheel of Fortune, which I think airs right before it. I think in some markets it airs before, in some markets it airs after. But that's number two, with 6.6 million. Then we start getting into, like, the judge shows.
Okay.
Judge Judy has 4.3 million viewers.
If you've never heard, she's so rich and makes so much money for her syndicated show. I don't even have the numbers in front of me.
I want to say she's like worth half a billion dollars.
Yeah, she is absolutely filthy freaking rich from that show.
Incredible. Hot Bench was at number five on one of these lists. So there's
that's the three of them?
I don't know. I don't watch any of these.
I think the Hot Bench is the three of them.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore shows does well. It's on here. It's on some of these lists, but the top ones, and this is not just like for this week. These are just the top ones. Judge Judy's number four. Dateline is number five, 3.4 million. Then that ESPN NFL preseason. I don't know where I would even find that. And I don't know how, I thought ESPN was just a channel. I didn't know that was syndicated.
Well, the priest, so here's what I think, and I don't know. Look, we live and die with ratings, and I don't understand them.
I know.
So what I try to do is the best show I possibly can.
Yes.
The end. That's all I can control is whether I got enough sleep and am I ready to go.
Right.
Let's do this.
I'm prepared. That's it. Let's be hilarious.
The sports packages are sold in weird ways. So the Red Zone went to YouTube and they break it up. And and there's certain, like in college, you get a conference. You'll get the SEC.
Oh,
and that's what they paid
for. All the games for that.
All the games for that. So I think what we're talking about is the NFL preseason. That's what they.
So
that's
ESPN
sold
must
as a package.
Only do the preseason games. I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then there's it. You know, they break it up.
As I get down to a little bit further on this list, Inside Edition and Entertainment Tonight. Which of them does better?
Entertainment Tonight.
Inside Edition.
It's Inside Edition. I don't know, not by much, 500,000 people or something, but I'm sure that's one of those. Fierce battles, but still they're, you know, top. These are some of the top syndicated shows. And then we get into sort of a daytimey kind of show. Live with Kelly and Mark is top of the heap there. About 2 million daily viewers.
For fun, what is Judy Shiland's net worth?
$456
million. $350
million.
$600.
It's $440 million.
Oh, nicely done.
I won't be able to use it. We're going to talk with Mason today on the show. Well, that is
we're doing that.
We're going to do that. I have a
fingers
couple.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
That's fun.
Had to set up a whole thing for it, so we're hopeful. But we'll talk with her for a little bit, and then we'll play a little game and see if it goes smoothly. She's great, though. We've only met her in person a couple times, but we're very excited. Okay, next up is The Golden Bachelor. This guy's name is Mel Owens. He's a former NFL guy who went on to be a lawyer. He came face to face with the women vying for his heart during last night's season 2 premiere. Many of the contestants used their brief one-on-one time to share personal stories. They was trying to make a statement. Sometimes it just falls flat. Other times it's kind of cute.
Well, it sounded good in the limo on the drive over, but
when I worked it up,
didn't happen.
It's so true. So he made some comments during a podcast appearance. He knew he was cast, and I guess he just didn't know that anybody listens to podcasts because he said, you know, some stuff.
People don't have media experience.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he was an athlete. He should know, but it sounds like he doesn't.
He was basically like, I don't want anybody over 60. If they're over 60, I'm cutting them. No wigs, no fake hips, stuff like that.
Fake hips.
Yeah, I know. I was like, plenty of younger people have to get their hip replaced.
I'm out.
So I think we found this on TikTok, right? We were trying to just pull audio from the show because a couple of the girls did have something to say to him regarding that.
Oh, they did.
Well, as they get out of the limo, that's how it works. The limo pulls up. They step out of the limo. They walk across. He, I guess, gets to see whether or not they have a limp. And then they, you know, kiss on the cheek and nice to meet you. They tell them a little bit about themselves. So
this is a compilation of a few women and what they said to him. At the end, since you can't see it, there is a woman with a puppet. Ugh. And she talks to him with the puppet.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those giant ventriloquist puppets where she's got like the hand thing, or is it just like a sock puppet?
It's giving Avenue Q.
Yeah.
Okay.
Level puppet, like legit.
Like a legit puppet. And is she ventriloquizing when it talks? Is that a word?
It is not.
I don't know because they kind of just had the frame on the puppet and him.
Oh, so maybe she's bad at being a ventriloquist. So they're like, well, cut away from her mouth. But
I hope she went full filthy mouth, just F word, F word, F word. Otherwise, the puppet's a fail.
That would be the first woman I cut, no doubt.
Oh, this is because you hate puppets.
Oh.
What is up with you and puppets? Who cares?
I don't know. I don't like personified
cool. Right, but that's why I would think she used the puppet so she could say it in a joking manner without it seeming like, you know, you are prejudiced. You're a jerk. You're that.
I'll play the clip and I'll tell you what the puppet did.
And we'll get to that clip right after this.
You want to know if I'm over 60? I am.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Can you handle me?
I'll try.
All right. Let's see. Now I got to ask you that interview about on the podcast.
You know, I sincerely apologize.
Over 60 looks so hot, right?
Correct.
And I bet you weren't expecting this either, buddy.
Oh, this is the
puppet. I don't think I've ever been hit by a puppet before. So that was fun.
Yeah, so the puppet girl slaps him with the puppet hand, slaps him in the face.
She's history, but that's fun. I mean, I'm sure the producers went, yeah, you should totally do that.
Yeah.
Right? But she's history. She's the first to go.
I'm
with Maddie on that. Not because I'm afraid of puppets or don't like them, but yeah, I mean, he's going to go, I'm not interested. We're already having contentious relationship and we just met.
Right.
Well, he's already not into her because she's over 60.
And has a puppet.
Well,
I watched a few clips of this morning. This guy has a drip. He seems to have no personality.
It's good looking.
Just seemed really
rich.
I mean, I guess.
He's all right.
I mean, as a rule, people will say things like, I don't like a lady in a hat, but the right lady in a hat might just be the person you end up with.
Sometimes you got to break the rules for the right person.
The whole 60 thing. I mean, we all have stereotypes, and then you meet someone who's, and you go, wow, you're smoking hot.
I can overlook the puppet.
I don't even know any, I guess I don't know anybody that's 60. You know what I mean? Like, right. I didn't realize.
Yeah. Well, who were we just looking at? It was like Ralph Lauren's wife, who's 82 and looks, just, I don't know, 40?
Looks half the age of her husband.
Yeah. Who's he's like limping along. Yeah. And
he is broken.
Yeah.
And she looks, in fact, when I saw the picture, I went, oh my God, his wife's 40 by comparison. Mm-hmm. And then the ages are listed there. They've been together forever and she's 82, he's 83.
Yeah.
A real quick.
A vast difference.
Yeah.
A couple texts, 707. Golden Bachelor looks like a slim Mr. Incredible. Danielle in Oakland.
Oh.
510,
I
watched
Mr. Incredible.
A little of the introduction to the Golden Bachelor, and he talked about losing his wife and another person during the pandemic. It makes me wonder...
if he killed her?
Oh.
It makes me wonder something. Because that's the end of the...
It makes me wonder. Sometimes
it
I
makes
wonder.
Me wonder.
510, what Maddie said about his personality is spot on.
Oh, that he's a drip?
He's a drip.
A drip. Oh. That's funny. I haven't heard that he's a drip for a while. All right, what's coming up?
I have a lot to go. What's your don't knock it till you try it life hack and more after these?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. You can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com.
I'm really looking forward to this news break. Vinny was like shaking it out, pumped up, yeah. Ready to go. Yep. Like this is going to be
epic. This is going to be epic.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be something.
Go get him, kid.
I didn't need more pressure, but thank you, Maddie.
What pressure?
Rain, thunder, lightning. We had it all overnight. We're starting to see clearing in downtown San Francisco, and you should too. If you haven't yet, you will. It'll clear up today, and we should be at a high of about 82 degrees.
All right.
So low 80s.
Thursday, still warm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 80 is, you know, I mean, that, to me, that's as hot as I want it.
Mm.
Thursday night football tonight is a big one.
What is it?
Well, it's Seattle versus Arizona. These are two teams in our division. We gave Arizona its first loss last weekend. And now Seattle is another team that this is our division. We'd like them both to lose, if that's a possible. Yeah. If there's any way both teams could lose, that'd be great. By the way,
make that happen.
If you're just joining the show, we've already done Bob's Movie Club, which this installment was the movie Sneakers, which was not only filmed in downtown San Francisco, but starred Robert Redford, who just went to heaven. And so that was sort of the tie-in there. One thing we didn't mention, which I don't know, depending on where you grew up, if this was the case, I see Robert Redford, heartthrob, handsome. In this case, he's some kind of tech guy.
Yeah.
Driving a Karmann Ghia, which these were kid cars for my generation. Like everybody bought busted up VWs, and then you could buy parts for them and kind of put them back together. And just about every kid I knew had a primered in different, you know, that gray primer on different parts of that beater that they were driving. In reality, you could replace an entire engine for, I think, $2,000. Now, for a kid, that's a lot of money, but for people who were grease monkeys, this was the car.
Right.
Because you could get parts, you could fix it up. What was that guy doing driving a Karmann Ghia? You didn't even notice it.
I did notice it. It looked like kind of a beater. It was, I don't know what he was driving.
I thought it was like a city car. You know, like if you live in the city, you just have a little car to get around. And yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really give it much thought.
When I saw that car, I went, there's that car with three of his friends behind him pushing it to get it to jumpstart. Like that's what.
Pop the clutch.
That's what I totally think of when I see old VWs.
Mm.
And meanwhile, that was their hot rod for the caper.
Well, he was supposed to not be making any money, right? Like, I think that the whole thing was they needed to take that NSA job because it paid $175,000, which they were all going to split.
Which was another part of the story that had me going, after that's broken down, boys, you got nothing.
Yeah, and I assume you're going to pay taxes on that. I guess in 1992, that was just a boatload of money.
Okay.
I guess.
It's weird because that movie took place was filmed in 92. I think of the 90s as not that long ago.
I know.
And yet I realize it's 25 and that makes that.
Yeah, 33 years old.
Eek.
But if you missed the big Bob's Movie Club, check it out on the podcast today.
Yeah.
Another great installment,
Bob's Movie
Bob.
Club. It was a good one.
You're welcome.
Today is National Daughter's Day.
Oh,
I have a couple of those.
Yeah. What are you going to do to celebrate?
What I always do. You know what? As I thought about becoming a parent, I thought about all the things. And what I didn't realize is how much cooking and making food there is. It's never ends. I'm hungry. Oh.
No. How much cooking, how much entertaining, how much laundry,
the cooking
what
is
a freaking
specific.
Mess.
There's a lot, yes, nice. But I just didn't realize how often you find yourself, if you go by the kitchen, expect to be put into, you know, action.
Well, I would think your almost 12-year-old's doing some cooking now.
Some.
Yeah.
If she's...
She needs to learn anyway. She's going to not always be the little kid who lives at your house, and she's got some constraints.
We're working on all that, but in general... The making of food is a big part of the gig, and that's probably what I'll be doing today, the food making.
Mm. I think it's my night to do food. I think I'm going to make oatmeal.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Why do you have a night? Is that just always Thursday nights? Or
No. Well, John is not, I don't even think John's going to be there. He's got like a softball game and then something he's got to do with the deuce afterwards, allegedly.
Oh, the deuce.
So I think I'll just make myself some oatmeal.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What's your don't knock it till you try it life hack? This is
one of those
internet things where someone asked the internet, what's your don't try it till you knock it hack? And here are some of the best responses. Pilates, which I've never done. I've done quite a bit of yoga.
I hear people who are into it, though, they really are like, I need that. My body needs that.
As you age, you really do want. I used to lift weights, and I knew all that. I write my own programs, and I do different muscle groups on different days. But it's a discipline, and you have to do it daily or at least 4 days a week for it
Don't skip leg day.
It's just one of those things. It's part of, like, you don't do that today. I'll lift, and then I won't do it again for a month. It doesn't work like that. So I don't do that, but I do feel like yoga and Pilates are where I'm at in my life right now. I'm going to try Pilates. Mm. They say it's great for everyone, but it's life-changing if you're over 50.
Oh.
Are you thinking mat Pilates or on the big scary machine?
I have no idea about Pilates. I guess I'm thinking mat Pilates because I need to just, I need more.
What is it exactly? What is it about it that makes it different from, say, a yoga or something?
I think, and I'm not a Pilates teacher, but I think it's about the micro movements. So you're really focusing in on one or two muscles at a time.
Oh. I like it.
What the hot girls are doing is Pilates on a reformer, which is this machine that you kind of balance on, and then you use these different straps and stuff to focus on specific muscles, and it uses a lot of core strength. But mat Pilates is really great for mobility.
So it's kind of like yoga in that you use a mat and you're on the ground.
Yeah.
I like it. That's what I want. Yes, mat Pilates is what I'm going to try.
Yoga Lotties. I don't know if that's a real
yoga
thing.
Yoga Lotties.
But a mix between the two.
I'd be into it.
Would be the best.
I've heard of Cardi Yoga, but not. What is the other one?
Yoga Lotties.
Frozen towels. Putting a damp towel or regular towel in the freezer for a few minutes and then using it to quickly cool your face and neck.
Oh.
These are hacks. Life-changing hacks. Don't knock it till you try it.
Just because like you're overheated?
A hot day, I guess. Okay. Heating towels. Someone gifted us a towel heater. I've never used it. Both my daughters love it.
Oh.
Both of them have said, you haven't used the towel heater yet?
Is it like a rack? Like a ladder thing?
No, it looks like a small trash can with a lid.
Okay.
It plugs in. You put your towel in there, put the lid on. I guess you hit on. I can't imagine that there's
too
much.
Then you take your shower.
You take your shower and you come out and get a warm towel.
Mm.
Ah, like the tortilla press at Chipotle.
Oh, sounds great.
Heating towels. They say it's a thing.
Okay. People do like their temperatures to be very specifically set for them.
Folding laundry while watching trash TV.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do.
Totally. Otherwise, the laundry, I've had a load of clean clothes in the dryer for days.
I've got two loads sitting on a chair that I haven't folded and I keep adding to it.
I just, the thing dings, I go in there and I fold the damn laundry.
You got to. You just do it right now. You get it over with.
Songs,
but you know what? The missus will sleep with clean laundry in a pile where I used to sleep for a week before she gets to it. She's busy.
It's hard. It's hard to get to it.
Well, that way I can pick through it during the week and it gets smaller. I use the clothes out of the pile. And then by the end of the week, the pile's smaller.
Hulk of clothes.
Cheez-Its in soup instead of crackers.
Hmm. Oh, don't they just completely disintegrate?
Nah, according to this, this is the...
I hold Cheez-Its in my mouth and just let them disintegrate. Mm.
What?
Cheez-Its. Are we talking about the little square crackers?
Yeah, you put it in your mouth.
I put it in my mouth and I leave it on my tongue and I wait for it to disintegrate.
Like it's a communion wafer.
Like it's a wafer, yeah. Yeah, how funny.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm not knocking it. I am a little cross-eyed about it, though, with the whole, you have Cheez-Its in your house right now.
Totally. We have salty snacks, yes. You know, we're going to have some people over for cards. You got to have, you know.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Cheez-Its. I probably got some chips, maybe some popcorn.
If you like spicy, my mom loves Cheez-Its with Tabasco sauce.
Oh, she puts that right over them.
Yeah,
oh.
Very good.
Well, Vinny would like that. So use those instead of like, oyster crackers or saltines.
That's what they're saying here.
Why not?
Grilling a PB&J sandwich, just like a grilled cheese, but grill peanut butter and jelly.
Hmm. That sounds phenomenal.
I'm buttering the outside and the peanut butter gets all melty.
It sounds kind of good.
I just got a Foreman grill. I'll have to give it a go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Potato chips in your deli / tuna fish sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Potato chips in every sandwich. If I have potato chips, I'm putting some in.
Couldn't you just take a bite?
Yes.
Bite of the pickle, bite of the sandwich. Bite of the pickle, bite of the sandwich.
Yeah, I like the pickle and then the sandwich. But if I've got some chips, like if I go to Michael's Sourdough Ding Ding Sham, I would always get a little pack of plain Lay's and lay them right in there.
Freezing grapes.
Oh,
they make great ice cubes for chilled wine or drinks.
That's interesting. I've seen frozen grapes before, and they are kind of they are good. I've never thought to throw them in wine though. That's kind of funny.
I just saw a video for Halloween. They recommended putting grapes in with a little bit of water in like a circular ice cube tray, and they can look like eyeballs in your spooky drinks.
Oh, that's fun.
That is fun.
Remember you used to go through the haunted houses and you put your hand in something and they'd be like, that's eyeballs. And then spaghetti would be
I never had brains. That happen, but I'm so dramatic that I've left running from haunted houses multiple times.
I was walking and Vinny couldn't wait to get into the haunted house. And he goes, walks right up to the front. He heads in and Spike, our old performer and our old producer, we go sort of, we're walking in a little slower, and we start hearing this high-pitched scream. Let me see if I can find it here.
You can't. Oh.
There it is. And it's Vinny with his hands up over his head and his whole body arching forward, running like the devil is in there.
I'll tell you.
Out of that house.
My kids have a name for it, and they call it a jump scare. Mm. That's what they talk about is jump scare. Is there a jump scare? I don't want that. And that's the thing. That when something comes out at you, and right. I better go. I need to get out of here. I mean, it's not that.
Hands over the head.
Yeah, it's
running
more of
an
instant thing.
Just like a crazy person.
Right.
We couldn't stop laughing.
I'm glad you enjoyed my pain.
I definitely did. Thank you for that moment.
How about a fast fact?
No, I love fast facts. Come on, lay it on me.
The tallest men in the world are in the Netherlands with an average height of just over 6 feet.
Oh.
The shortest are in Indonesia with an average height of 5'2".
Hmm. I wonder if that has anything to do with gravity.
What?
Gravity.
Well, like.
What?
Scandinavian, you said, right?
The Netherlands.
So let's say that's up north by the pole, and then you've got people who are much closer to the equator, and they're a lot shorter. I mean, I'm just wondering if it could have something to do with that.
The Netherlands are in Europe. They're not really up.
No.
They're up high.
Huh?
Well, I guess they're not like Norway or something.
I'm just saying no. I actually don't have any idea.
I just,
if you want an answer, I'm going to go no.
Hey, if you know, text us.
That's my hypothesis. Somebody text me the proof.
The word
ye,
as in ye old shop.
Ye oldie.
Is actually pronounced the.
Oh.
The medieval English people used Y to abbreviate TH.
Oh.
which doesn't seem needed, but okay.
Hear thee, hear thee.
What the? Okay.
Hmm.
Here is some flirting advice from different generations.
Okay, fun. I love flirting.
A writer for the HuffPost asked people of all ages for their best advice on flirting, and she boiled their comments down to one line for each generation. Boomers say, be yourself and be respectful.
Oh, that's flirting?
I guess. Gen X, be funny, interesting, and interested.
Oh.
In other words, don't be too stiff, don't be too boring, and listen.
As a Gen Xer too, I like the eye flash where you're with them and you're having fun, and then you just, you know, give them an under the lashes look and then quickly look away. That's a good one.
Ooh. That is a good one. But that's also that's a way to flirt, but that's also between couples you can sometimes.
Yes.
I have absolutely been at parties with my red cup. And, you know, the cross the way that the girlfriend will look, give me that look. And I'm like, we're out of here. And then, you know.
Backseat of the car. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't worry. I don't take long.
The internet's been talking about the triangle method where you look at their one eye, the other eye, and then their lips.
Oh, the triangle method.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Gen Z said, millennials, be friendly and witty. So similar advice, being funny or quick-witted helps. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
Gen Z says, be complimentary, cheeky, and authentic. The compliment thing can really backfire, though.
Yeah. Don't say nice tease, you know? That's a compliment that
might go
wrong. I think that's a great shirt. Where did you get that? You know, stay away from, wow, your cleavage is really turning me on.
Really?
Yeah, really.
One time a guy told me I had nice sweater puppies.
Ew.
Yeah, that's.
I'll take the bear. Thanks.
Oh, mm-hmm. Just trying to be charming.
Sweater puppies. Like not even sweater muffins.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what he was saying. I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about your boobs.
And?
No.
Oh.
And she's going to marry him next year.
Yeah. He sang her a beautiful song right afterwards.
How did you and Susan end up together? I know you were interns together. Oh, you got a hookup.
Yeah. We were kind of hooking up. Yeah.
All right. Oh.
And then, you know, we went back to school and we just couldn't stop talking to each other.
Love bloomed.
Over FaceTime.
Oh.
A modern love story.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Maddie's on the show.
Texts are rolling in through the whole break. Vinny, it's gold. Gold. That was a gold break. Oh. Awesome. Great job on the news. Yeah, you did it.
Great job, yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Fun, really worked.
Thank you.
Super fun.
415, no, gravity is slightly weaker at the equator than at the poles because of the Earth's rotation and it's slightly squashed.
Well, there goes my idea.
Sarah, gravity is weaker at the equator, you doof. Don in San Mateo.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Couple food things.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have to inflect it so badly, but there you go. Marinara sauce instead of tomato soup with grilled cheese. It's a life changer.
Oh,
hmm.
We were doing this. It was like a pepper sauce. I can't even think. It was chili something, and we were smearing that on it for a while. Chili crisp? Does that sound right?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Chili paste?
No, it was like something you would make. Like you'd chop up the chilies and do all this and oil but I bet marinara would taste delicious with that. Like who doesn't want like that mozzarella stick, you know, dredged through some marinara.
That can be like my mom can make in under 20 minutes makes a homemade marinara where you're like, that is, you could open a restaurant.
Exactly what I wanted.
And then you get some stuff in a jar and it can be okay. Also other times you're like, did you even blend this?
Mm.
There's like a hunk with the top of the tomato
piece. Oh,
like you can
Jesus.
See, like you didn't even.
I don't mind chunks of tomato.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
510, hack for a warm bottle of wine. Wrap a wet paper towel around the bottle and put it in the freezer for 20 minutes and the whole bottle will get cold.
I've actually done this with beers. It works so well.
Better
I don't know
than
science.
Just putting them in the freezer.
Yes.
A wet paper towel.
Yes.
Huh.
Insane.
We used to sit there and spin a beer. We put it in ice and then spin it in the ice. For some reason.
That cooled it up.
Well, we got it in our heads that it did. It was just, I mean, really, we're just.
Cold enough.
Barf bags. Like, go find something to do. What are you doing? What?
I'm trying to, you know, science the S out of this thing. And spin this thing.
And then 510, Marty, aren't all your clothes getting wrinkled since they're sitting in a pile back here in Castro Valley? What do I wear? I wear sweatshirts. I do hang my sweatshirts up.
Oh.
Not immediately, but they don't need
it. So you got a wrinkly t-shirt under that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's have a look.
I have a question.
Camera. Doesn't look that wrinkly, actually. Looks fine.
See?
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Maddie is on the show. When was the last time you went on a date?
Oh, interesting that you should bring this up.
Why do you say?
I've been on a few dates.
When was the last time you went on a date?
Tell
is the question.
For once.
Last weekend.
Last weekend?
Yeah.
And how did it go?
Fine.
Do you think that you'll see this person again?
It went fine.
It didn't go fine. Mm. Sorry to hear that. You see, you won't see this person again?
Do you want
to
say what app you're on? So people can look for you? Okay. All right.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm on Match, but I've had a few listeners find me on there.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
fun. It's good.
Yeah, but if it's not somebody I'm interested in, it's awkward. It's awkward having this job. In general, it's awkward having this job, knowing that if you go on a date, somebody's going to ask you on the air about it. Or if there's somebody that listens to the show, they might be listening and you don't want to
feel bad. Like, Matt, I wasn't into that chick at all.
You know?
Did you kiss her?
Tell the truth for once.
Yes.
Oh, he does like her.
Did she go in for the kiss or did you?
I think she did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, we have a break or something.
Right,
to do
we
here.
Do, I'm sure.
Gosh, we got tickets
I mean,
to
no,
away.
What, no rush
oh,
or
gosh.
Anything. Ed Sheeran Tickets Plus, Heads Up Swifties, and One Hit Wonders.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And
yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.